will begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
Beatles on a Tuesday. Feels like Friday. We love that.
We don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do.
I'll read you an email. Mac, I was listening early this morning as you were talking about trying to get the electricity right. I did that about 6 months ago when I bought a new desktop computer. I had forgotten all the fixes, all the switches, as I had had my other desktop for years. What a nightmare. I can only imagine how it's compounded if you got to run it through a mixer as well. Yeah, you know what? The thing that's, it's, you know, look, it's not rocket science, but it's a pain. The thing that you'd be surprised at are the things that don't go together. Well, what are those? Well, the things that don't go together, maybe it's an adapter. Yeah. How stupid is that? Maybe it's an adapter. Maybe it's a cord that for whatever reason isn't grounded right. And so you're wondering why this channel, why this audio. So for instance, what the mixer does is you're going to take audio from your phone or more than one of your phones. You're going to take audio from microphones. You're going to take audio from sound cards from like your music players, right? And you want them to be on different channels. So you can be playing, for instance, you could be playing the Beatles. Right. couple of different channels right here. You can play bumper music, right? So that's a sound card, right? It's a music app, but it's got a route through a sound card, right, in a desktop computer, and then it goes out the back, and then you take that and you route it into the computer. And then on a separate sound card, you have something like this.
Thanks, Danny. I love Washington.
Excuse me. I didn't dismiss you.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not through with my examination. Sit down.
Colonel.
What's that?
I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
And then you can... So those things you see the switches moving up and down, well, all of that has to be right. So that is... That's what you try to do, right? And so getting it right, it's, yeah. So anyway, it's a pain in the ass. But once you get it right, it's cool. And then you have to have two separate kits because every time you take it apart and put it back together, you roll the dice. And there's nothing more, frustrating than you're supposed to be on the air and you put something together and you're doing it kind of at the last minute and the electricity doesn't work right. And so it comes time to go on the air, and you can't go on the air because for whatever reason, something stupid always, the sound's not coming out of it because you took it apart, put it back together too many times. So it's best to leave it be. So hence the need to have a standalone mobile unit. But now that I played this, let's listen to it. If you have not heard the full scene from Scent of a Woman, from A Few Good Men, here it is. Stand by. This is awesome.
I don't know what the hell kind of unit you're running here. Thanks.
All the way from the beginning.
Danny, I love Washington.
Excuse me. I didn't dismiss you.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not through with my examination. Sit down.
Colonel.
What's that?
I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
I don't know what the hell kind of unit you're running here.
And the witness will address this court as Judge or Your Honor. I'm quite certain I've earned it. Take your seat, Colonel.
Uh-oh.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color.
Colonel, the 6 a.m. flight was the first one off the base?
Yes.
There wasn't a flight that left 7 hours earlier and landed at Andrews Air Force Base at 2 a.m.
Lieutenant, I think we've covered this, haven't we?
Your Honor, these are the Tower Chief's logs from both Guantanamo Bay and Andrews Air Force Base. Guantanamo log lists no flight that left 11 p.m. and the Andrews log lists no flight that landed at 2 a.m. I'd like to admit them as defense exhibits Alpha and Bravo.
I don't understand. You're admitting evidence of a flight that never existed.
Well, we believe it did, sir.
This sets up the exchange that they have. All this sets it up. I don't know who wrote this, but I should track them down. And whoever wrote the screenplay for this, this is awesome. You know what? I just got so fired up.
Thanks, Danny. I love
logs from both Guantanamo Bay and Andrews Air Force Base.
I got excited and lost my place in the audio.
Guantanamo log lists no flight that left 11 p.m. and the Andrews log lists no flight that landed at 2 a.m. I'd like to admit them as defense exhibits Alpha and Bravo.
I don't understand. You're admitting evidence of a flight that never existed.
Well, we believe it did, sir. Defense will be calling Airman Cecil O'Malley and Airman Anthony Rodriguez. They were working the ground crew at Andrews at 2 a.m. on the 7th.
Your Honor, these men weren't on the list.
Rebuttal witnesses, Your Honor, are called specifically to refute testimony offered under direct examination.
I'll allow the witnesses.
This is ridiculous.
Colonel, a moment ago...
Check the tower logs, for Christ's sake.
Well, we'll get to the airmen in just a minute, sir. A moment ago, you said that you ordered Lieutenant Kendrick to tell his men that Santiago wasn't to be touched.
That's right.
And Lieutenant Kendrick was clear on what you wanted?
Crystal.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick ignored the order?
Ignored the order?
Any chance he forgot about it?
No.
Email. Hey, Mac, do you have the scene where Jack Nicholson calls out Tom Cruise in his, quote, faggoty white uniform and asks him to say please? That's a great scene. I believe this is the scene you're talking about. But it's the long version, not the short version.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick left your office and said, the old man is wrong?
No.
When Lieutenant Kendrick spoke to the platoon and ordered them not to touch Santiago, any chance they ignored him?
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No, sir.
Where the men roam.
Ever served in a forward area?
No, sir.
Where the men roam.
Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him to put his life in yours?
No, sir.
Where the men roam. And women, right? They're doing it.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
You know what? This part of it's stupid, right? Like it's boot camp, okay?
Crystal. Colonel, I have just one more question before I call Airman O'Malley and Airman Rodriguez.
Good theater, though. Not going to lie to you. Good theater.
If you gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, and your orders are always followed, then why would Santiago be in danger? Why would it be necessary to transfer him off the base?
Santiago was a substandard Marine. He was being transferred...
That's not what you said. You said he was being transferred because he was in grave danger.
That's correct.
You said he was in danger. I said grave danger? You said, is there
any... I recall what I said.
I can have the court reporter read back to you.
I know what I said. I don't have to have it read back to me like I'm...
Why the two orders? Colonel?
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
No, sir. You made it clear just a moment ago that your men never take matters in their own hands. Your men follow orders or people die. So Santiago shouldn't have been in any danger at all, should he have, Colonel?
You snotty little bastard.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel? Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Stand by. Lieutenant Kendrick just joins us. What's going on, Lieutenant Kendrick? What are you doing?
Man, I dozed off at the end of the game.
Who played? Who won?
Sweden won, beat Switzerland.
All right, hold on. I got 60 seconds. I need to finish this.
And when you went bad, you cut these guys loose.
Your Honor,
you have Marcus inside a bony transfer.
Your Honor, you doctored the logbook.
Damn, you coerced the doctor.
Consider yourself in contempt.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
Yeah!
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth.
Now, this truth is awesome. This scene was awesome.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
That is awesome. Mike, have you ever participated in a code red?
Okay. First of all, honor code is not one of our mottos. We don't do code. And if we did, we wouldn't tell the American public.
Stop. Stop raining on the parade, okay? Okay, answer the question. Did you ever participate in a code red?
What are we calling a code red?
Uh-oh. It depends what your definition of is. Okay, how about if we called a blanket party a code red?
I would rather you just go on your day. As I provided the very fabric, the blanket that you rose and slept under. Okay?
So, or grab a weapon and stand the post?
Or take up, yeah, grab a weapon and stand on the wall.
So I'll take that as
a wolves at bay.
So I'll take that as a yes. Why did you blanket party somebody?
Mac.
Yes?
Even though my existence may be grotesque to you, it's a necessary evil, all right?
Google Busterman! Did you or did you not perform a blanket party on some bag of shit as means of teaching him a lesson?
What are you yelling at?
I demand the answer to that question.
Mac, you don't want the answer to that question.
You're right. I need the answer. I deserve the answer. I provide the oversight on gone wrong sons of bitches like you. They're Musselman, and don't ever forget that.
Okay. Right.
Okay, let's talk about blanket parties. Blanket parties existed for a long time in the Marine Corps. I don't know if they still do them. Do they still do them, Mike?
Are we talking about the 1950 blanket parties?
Yes.
With Annette Funicello and, you know.
And what's the guy's name? Annette Funicello and what's the other guy's name?
Danny.
Yeah, but what's his name? Got black hair, kind of got some grease in it.
What's his name?
Annette Funicello. Tony.
That's Tony Curtis.
No, not Tony Curtis. Annette.
It was Danny. Maybe I'm thinking of Grease. Danny.
Annette Funicello. No. Danny, that's John Travolta.
Yeah. What's in Annette Funicello and the blanket parties? Beach blanket bongo or something like that.
Beach party with Frankie Avalon.
Frankie and Annette. Oh, my God, I can't believe you forgot about that.
Let me just tell you, I used to come home and watch the Mickey Mouse Club after school.
Oh, dude.
Annette was that smoking hot.
The Munsters. The Addams Family.
She had. Oh, and let me tell you, the ultimate boy fantasy, I dream a genie. I so wanted a crack at that little bottle, that genie bottle. Oh, circular couch in there, Barbara Eden down there with a little outfit on. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's that one, too. But the mom on Munsters, on the Addams Family.
Well, the Munsters or the Addams Family, which one was it?
Which one was the old one with the crazy old grandpa that drove the hot rod? Back in when we were kids.
Hold on.
Was that the Munsters? Or I don't.
The Addams Family. What was her? I think.
What was the mother's name? It was. She's an actress still today, but back
is
then.
Still doing it. I gotta find, because she wore some pretty interesting costumes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. As a kid, when you're looking at that, you're like, what is this experience that I'm feeling, this sensation? What's going on?
What is going on? Exactly. Hold on. I got to find the original.
Yeah.
The Addams Family versus the Munsters.
It's the Munsters.
Yeah.
When we grew up, it's the Munsters.
Yeah, she had some interesting costumes. Yeah, the Addams Family, she wore just black, and I think. I'm looking at two pictures of him. The guy who played the bad guy in the James Bond movies with this big giant dude with the silver teeth, he was in the Addams Family. I think his name was Lurch. The Munsters, Herman looks like Frankenstein with the bolts coming out of his neck. And then they have the grandpa, right? That dude's pretty famous. And then Eddie Munster, right, was the little werewolf dude. And then they had the pretty blonde daughter. Then you had, what was her name, Morticia or something like that, in the crazy outfits. Wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah, so there was a lot of revealing TV.
Dad was a famous guy, though.
In the Munster?
The grandpa. Yeah, the grandpa. He was like a, what the hell? Fred Quinn.
Why was he famous?
Lily. Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yeah, that's big time.
Al Lewis was grandpa. He was perfect for that. But Al Lewis played in like some old movie slapstick comedy type, you know, TV show, police TV show. I can't remember now, anyway. Car 54.
Car 54, where are you?
That was, Car 54 was the dad, the Munster dad. What's his name? Fred Quinn.
Wow. You know, when we were kids, you know, by the time you got home from school,
where are you?
there was like 90 minutes of television between the time you got home at 3:30 and when the news came on at 5. That's all there was. That was kids programming. And you had stuff like Gilligan's Island, the Munsters, Star Trek ultimately got in there.
Rat Patrol.
Rat Patrol was good. Combat sometimes. Combat more on Saturday morning, though. I used to watch. I never missed that.
Papa Black Sheep.
That was later. I never watched that as a kid. I loved Rat Patrol, though. The idea of, like, that looks so badass, hanging on the back of that Jeep with a 50 cal. It's amazing how accurate they were with those 50 cals flying around on the back of that Jeep. What do you think? Good marksmanship?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then I got to fulfill my life goal dream because I did that in the Marine Corps for a little stint. I was like, yeah, this is cool. But then as soon as I was done with that, I was like, I don't ever want to do that again. I'm comfortable riding overhead in my lifetime.
Just try to hold on to that shit, man. What vehicle? In the Humvee?
No, in a M15, a Jeep.
The Jeep. Yeah. If you don't.
When I first came in, we had Jeeps. Look, then we transitioned to Humvees.
That's what I tell people. If you don't have a picture of yourself with a .45 near a Jeep with a steel pot on, shut your boot ass, okay? I love that shit.
Yeah.
That's right. Shut it. All right. Thought I smelled cash sales around here someplace, boy. All right, back to blanket parties. Yeah, so in that era, blanket parties, we were like encouraged to have one on a dude at OCS. Hey, we got to take this matter into our own hands. Like, what does that mean? And this kid is he's a black guy from Atlanta, went to Morehouse College, and he was trying. He had bad acne, so his nickname was Creature. Yeah, his nickname, Major General Timberlake, was our platoon sergeant. Where's Creature? What? Mitchell! Where'd you get all that acne? You know, it's a horrible place. I have bad skin, sir. I have bad skin, platoon sergeant. All right, you're now a creature. And so, but, you know, after a day or two, you don't associate, like, that's just his name, right? Just his name. Like, if you have big ears, I'll call you ears and stuff like that. So Mitchell was like, he was struggling. And this prior enlisted guy gets the rest of the squad together. I don't know where Mitchell was. And he's like, hey, we got to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and this is 1983. Probably November of 1983. What do you mean, Fred? Guy's name was Fred. He was a prior enlisted aviation mechanic. So he was a badass. Well, I got taken aside and told we need to take matters into our own hands with Mitchell. Like, yeah, but what does that mean? Well, we need to have a blanket party on him. And I didn't even know what one was, right? So what does that mean? What do we do? Well, we'll four guys will grab the ends of a blanket when he's in his rack. And this is just us as candidates now, standing around talking, right? And we'll throw the blanket over and we'll hold him down. So he can't, and then part of it will be on his head. We'll pin him down, and then everybody else beats him up we'll put our soap in our laundry bags, and then we'll all beat him up. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'll help Mitchell. He's a good dude, man. I'm not doing that shit stuff. That's, come on. And then everybody else just kind of looked at there and said, yeah, I'm not doing it either. He was pissed. That's how we do in boot camp. Well, all right, you ain't boot camp, and we ain't doing it. So Mitchell finally went away. They dropped him from the program, but blanket parties, yeah. Code red as it is. So anyway.
No. Yeah.
Never.
Hey, you know what I saw yesterday?
You never participated in any vigilantism. I like that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I saw yesterday?
I do not.
You're supposed to say, no, Gunner, what did you see?
No, what did you see?
I saw the movie, The Flim Flam Man. You know the last time I saw the movie, The Flim Flam Man?
When you were three?
No, I was like one when it came out, but I saw that probably like, yeah, when I was like 13. And that's when I remember one of George C. Scott's, other than his, you know, being Patton, of course. Most memorable. Yeah, his most memorable. But when he was Mordecai Jones, in The Flim Flam Man. That is a great movie.
Is it? I haven't watched it.
I love that movie.
In forever. I couldn't even tell you what it's about.
Remember, The Flim Flam Man, he's a con artist.
Right.
Cape Fear, North Carolina, and he ran into an army deserter, and they became partners and good buddies. And then, it's fun, but, the other guy, my other favorite, Harry Morgan.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He plays the sheriff.
Always.
You know? Yeah. Harry Morgan forever will be known as Colonel...
Oh, that's right. Remember when he died?
When he came in. Holy. No, that was the first colonel.
Oh, he was the second colonel? I thought it was him.
He's the one that came in and replaced him.
Oh, man. Remember, I'll tell you what, my mom... My mom cried her ass off when that happened. I was out in the kitchen. Like, oh, it's the last episode of MASH. And what, Hawkeye
and
walks
when
in?
He comes in with,
who walks
with
in?
The mask on?
Yeah.
The stopper, yeah. Yeah, what was the Colonel's name?
Morgan.
No, that's his real name, Harry Morgan.
I can't remember. I wasn't much of a MASH guy. I like the original. I watched the movie because it was that kind of scene where Sally Kellerman. If you look,
the best.
Yeah, if you looked at Sally Kellerman in the movie, you could actually see her naked for about at least a quarter of a second. Okay, you had to have like laser beams for eyes. But if you grew up watching I Dream of Jeannie and the Munsters, you had laser beam eyes because there wasn't a whole lot of skin on television. So you were like, your eyes were like high-definition digital laser beams for skin.
Henry Blake. When he was wearing the fly hat. He had a fishing fly hat on.
Those zany doctors. How about that? Being able to turn that into a money-making franchise. Pretty impressive. pretty impressive on those guys. Take a sitcom and turn it into that and make a ton of money off of it. So, interesting stuff. The Flim Flam Man.
The Flim Flam Man. That's a great movie, man. I had a good time watching that. It brought back a lot of good. I mean, I kind of remember like where I was when I last saw that. I think I last saw that like on a black and white TV, you know, with the old channel knob.
Yeah, to get up and change the son of a bitch. You change it. I don't want to get up. I got up last time. It's your turn. Back in the day.
I remember the first remote we had. It had this big button that you'd have to actually depress.
You had to smash it.
A big black button. You depress it and you make a click sound.
Exactly. You know? But you know what? That was like, boom, check this out. And the dial actually moved, right? Yeah, it was not like it was a digital readout. It was like a dial. So you would like click and the thick dial would move.
Well, the readout. There was a readout. Not on our TV.
The thing moved. The dial moved.
The TV we had two dials. And the readout was in the middle. You turn the left dial, that turns the left number like 1, 2, 3.
Right.
And then the right one was, you put it on 0, and then you move the other one, and that could go 1 through 9. But if you wanted channel 13, you'd move the left one to the 1, and then the right one to 1, 2, 3.
Really? Yeah, dual knobs? That's pretty complicated.
Yeah. We were poor.
We had just had the basic circular knob. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
I remember two knobs on my TV. But right.
And then you had the fine-tuning knob that went around the channel knob. So you could, I don't know what the hell the fine-tuning knob did. You turned it back and forth and, you know. Then you had the vertical hold and the horizontal hold. Remember that? Your TV start flipping.
Yeah. Well, you had to mess with the rabbit ears.
Oh, my God.
Foil. Everybody always had foil on them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, bad connection, trying to ground it. I don't know.
I wish I had an old TV.
Really? Why? They sucked.
No.
You could go down memory lane.
Yeah.
All right. Are you feeling nostalgic today? Or what?
Yeah. Oh, and then, yeah, I'm looking at the old ones, like, and then they had the contrast and the brightness little black switches underneath the knobs. Ooh, this is a fancy one. This has got push buttons. We didn't have push button TV. We had knob TVs.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? So the TV, the top knob, yeah, the top knob was like, I don't know. There were two knobs, one on top and one on the bottom. The top one was the UHF.
UHF and VHF.
That's right.
That's right. We only had VHF numbers, and then we got Channel 40 in Sacramento. And they had wrestling on. The only reason I know is because they had wrestling on that, so I'd watch Hank Renner down at the studio at Channel 40. That's right.
And then I remember when MTV came out. Well, cable TV came out. Check this out. Cable TV came out. And I was probably middle school, and we had cable TV in San Diego. It was a black box that you attached to the TV, you know, so the cable came in, you attached it, then the switch was on the cable box on top of the TV.
Right.
But there was a trick. You open the back of the box, and you'd, like, cut a wire, and then you get free HBO. It was something so simple, like just cut this wire or bypass this wire. So we had free HBO, and I think everybody did.
Everybody, well, they had guys going around selling black boxes that were, you know, that were
rigged. Right? And then they had cars. Remember, they had cars that were going around with these special antennas, and they'd snoop on you, and they could catch you watching HBO or some free shit without paying. I don't know how they did it. I don't even know if it was true. It just scared the hell out of me, and we stopped doing it.
Really? You guys stopped? That doesn't sound like you.
I was a poor, cautious kid. I didn't do a lot of, well.
I don't know.
I lied.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I lied about that.
You're not a cautious guy. If you think you can get away with it, you do it a pretty decent, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I shot a bow. I shot an arrow at the trolley, at the San Diego trolley on its maiden voyage. Because my buddies think I couldn't hit a train moving with a bow and arrow across. I mean, it was a pretty long shot, but I hit it. Boy, did I hit it.
And did the cop show up this time? Like when you shot the crow?
No, that was a pigeon.
When you shot the pigeon?
No, the cops never showed up, but the trolley stopped. Well, the cops didn't show up when at my house. They showed up all over the other area. But I didn't. I made sure that the arrow was I took the tip off. It was blunt.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
A humane assassin. That's
no, I wasn't trying to kill anybody.
Just shoot the trolley. You're just trying to win it.
And I did
just
look
try
up,
to win
I
the
made
point.
Sure that, you know, it's been, you know, shit, 40 years, so they can't bring up any prosecution over it.
Yeah, David Vacaville was all over Frankie Avalon, man. It was all over Frankie Avalon. I will say this, though. I thought I Dream of Jeannie, I thought the three hottest women on daytime TV when I came home from school were
Marianne,
without a doubt, Marianne Ginger and Barbara Eden, right?
No, Barbara Eden, yeah. Marianne, and Yvonne DiCarlo.
Who's she? What's her name?
Mrs. Munster.
Mrs. Munster. I was not about. She's a little weird for me. I mean, she was kind of crazy looking, but she was. And Ginger's not my style. Marianne and I Dream and Barbara Eden. Yeah. Barbara Eden. I mean, imagine that outfit in like the 60s. I'll tell you, you want to know my first, one of my first memories?
I think she was in Ben Hur.
Barbara Eden was in Ben-Hur?
No. Yvonne DiCarlo.
We can't get off Yvonne DiCarlo, can we? Look her up. My first memory.
Oh, no, she was in the Ten Commandments.
Oh. Yeah, they didn't wear too much of the Ten Commandments. Because that's how the Egyptians did it. And those things were factually correct, other than everybody having white skin. One of my first memories is watching John Kennedy's funeral with my mom, and 1962, I'd been like five, and I knew something was wrong, and we had this kind of, our TV was kind of it was in like a pine box, and it was tall, and I remember my mom was crying, so I knew like something was wrong. I'd never seen my mom cry before. And I was like, oh, shit, what's going on? And so I was in morning kindergarten, and she came and got me from kindergarten after when I was out, went home, and I was sitting there, she's crying on the couch. I'm looking like, what? Not sure what's going on. Why is that little kid saluting? Why does he get to salute? I like that kind of stuff. So that
Dude,
was
you were born in the 50s? You're old, man.
1957.
Holy crap, you're old.
When were you born? What year?
1966.
I'd already made All-Stars in Little League like three times by then. I was crushing it.
Yeah, when I was born, I broke all your records by the time I was
six. You didn't even make it. You got cut. You know it. The
6 years.
Oh, my God.
You're
Minnesota.
All of your records by the time you were 15.
You were in Minnesota.
That's embarrassing.
You were in Minnesota. That. Your dad took you to Minnesota so you could participate. Because if you stayed in San Diego, there's too many good athletes. You'd have been part of the Glee Club. Yeah, you in the Glee Club. That's right. Here's an email. Barbara Eden, are you kidding me? I don't want to reveal too much about my own life, but I was in love. I was in love with Barbara Eden.
Yeah. I'm just looking at some pictures of her back in her day. And, wow.
Exactly. Here's another one. I was a little bit more mature, and I don't think those exotic women appealed to me when I was 5 or 6. But I'll tell you who I did like. I did like Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched. I thought she was pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bewitched. No, Elizabeth,
I remember, yeah.
Elizabeth Montgomery, wasn't she in, wasn't she in Dick Van Dyke Show? Is it that? Oh, that's Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore.
But Bewitched, remember she did like the little nose thing and
yeah, that was pretty hot.
Her mother used to live with her.
Yeah.
Darren, I think, was the dude. And then
Darren Stevens. Samantha. Yeah. Yeah, Elizabeth Montgomery, she was in Bewitched. But yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, she was hot. Right? They were all
yeah. Charlie's Angels. That's when
that was after me. By that time, I'm a teenager, and I'm, like, downrange. I'm not watching TV. I'm out trying to live the dream, okay? I'm living the dream.
Farrah Fawcett Majors.
I had that poster up in my bedroom. Yeah. Yeah. You were 10 years younger than me, man. You should have been looking at that stuff. What's wrong with you?
Dude, I was all over Farrah Fawcett.
I was, like, 17. You were, like, 7. What were you, a little freak?
Yeah, I was ahead of my time.
The F-18 man says Linda Carter. I think I was like 26 when Linda Carter was whatever she was.
She was Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Really? Linda Carter? Come on. Barbara Eden way hotter than Linda Carter. No. Yeah. And she was feminine, too. She wasn't rolling dyke on you.
Yeah, but if you ever look at Linda Carter back in those days in her Wonder Woman costume.
You liked it?
Hello? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, it does not top the genie, the harem outfit, okay? I don't care what you say. All right. And look, there's nothing wrong with being a dyke. I don't care if you're a dyke. It's just not my personal preference. So Mike obviously has a little bit different taste. But yeah, Barbara Eden, come on. No, she's like the standard Wonder Woman. Come on, man. Little kid stuff. Besides, she was on at night. We're talking about date people you saw after school. After school television, like Ginger and Marianne. Holy smokes, man.
I didn't like Ginger, but yeah.
Yeah, she's a glamour puss, right? But, and like, how could she wear that dress and get her makeup right with all that humidity on that island? That must have been rough.
Every morning.
Marianne, on the other hand, put on her blue jeans, put on her little open midriff with the top that tied. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? That's what young Midwest boys live for.
The bionic woman, too.
Oh, Wonder Woman is the standard? No, she's not. She's a joke.
Lindsay Wagner. No, Lindsay Wagner.
The bionic woman. She was.
She is something else.
Lindsay Wagner, she was like the standard for evening, like superheroes, female type. And then she, and that's where Wonder Woman, they brought like, oh, whoa, they just made a ton of money on that. We got to get us another woman. Who is there a comic that we can? And that's what they're doing now. Is there a comic that we can that has half her clothes off that we can make a ton of money off? How about Wonder Woman? Let's see the costume.
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Yes. I'm trying to think, but I'm talking about this is the stuff that was on after school. That's where we started. I don't know how we got on this thing, but the Munsters.
Yeah, but like the Brady Bunch.
Were you a Brady Bunch guy?
Family?
My sisters sisters would watch that crap. And
you had the Partridge Family.
Partridge Family, wasn't a fan of that either.
But you had some hippie chicks in that. That was
Greg Brady. In the Partridge. Yeah, they had the whole hippie bus. You had Shirley Jones. David Cassidy just passed away.
That married Burt Reynolds, blonde, like the first.
Well,
she's like a starlet, like a hot.
Sally Fields married Burt Reynolds.
No, this was somebody else. Lonnie.
Lonnie Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in,
I didn't like that, though. I didn't like that. She was in WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's right.
But Burt Reynolds should have stayed married to Sally Fields, okay?
WKRP in Cincinnati, the other girl, not Lonnie Anderson, but the other girl.
Never watched
it. I had the biggest crush for her. Oh my god, dude.
The other girl?
There was another girl on that TV show. She had long straight hair. Pam.
Alright, hold on.
I had the biggest crush on her forever.
Long straight hair? This one?
There's only two girls in it.
I know. And I'm looking. She has dark hair, right?
Yeah. What's her name?
I don't know. I'm just looking at a picture of her. She looks like your basic Midwest girl.
Jan Smithers.
Jan Smithers. Oh, my God.
And Bailey. That was her name, Bailey.
So you had a crush on her?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I had a crush. And then I always wanted to meet a girl named Bailey. I was like, oh, hopefully your name's Bailey. Oh, it's not. It's Mary? Oh, okay.
Can I call you Bailey?
Can I call you Bailey?
Yeah. What do I called you? Well, what does my jersey say? Daryl Stedman. What's your name?
Mark Smith.
He's got an alias. Now look, I don't, F-18 man, he's like all over this stuff. He knew Bailey. He texted it. I think he's like.
He knows this girl?
I think he was jonesing on your woman as a little kid.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
F-18 guy he just texted her name. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is the standard. Then we're talking about who married Burt Reynolds, blah, blah, blah. Lonnie Anderson. Then it's like, well, what's so. He wrote. WKRP. Then he writes.
WKRP.
Then he writes Bailey. Like, yo, dude, back away, okay?
Yeah.
You need to relax. You need. Oh, well, that's a nice picture.
That's her.
F-18 man needs to back away from all this, okay? This is like getting close to like his post colonoscopy euphoric hysteria that day when he was driving.
Yeah. That's a picture of her I just sent to you.
Bailey. That's not how she appears in the program. Okay. I'm looking at how she appears in the program. She has dark hair. She's a very Midwestern looking girl.
That's a bob haircut.
Oh, really? That's a bob? I don't even know.
Okay,
what that,
so that's her now. That's her show.
I don't even know what that is. What's a bob? Oh, it's her during the show? How would you describe your love for her? Like,
dude, I had the biggest crush. I can't even explain it. When you said WRKFP, and then I forgot all about her.
You were legitimate. Would you say you were legitimately devoted to her?
Yeah.
Well, I respect that. I respect that. Email. Mac. How come women don't feel the same about daytime television? I don't know that they don't, do they? David Cassidy? You hear women talk about that. Right? Gilligan's Island, like the choice between the skipper Gilligan, Thurston Howell, and the professor? I don't know if that's much of a choice. Right?
Right.
I can't see myself getting fired up for any of that. Herman Munster, Grandpa, nothing. Eddie, he's a little freak. Nobody liked him. Yeah, the Addams Family, the guy, he was kind of a weird dude. Lurch, he wasn't anything special. Who was Darren Stevens? Kind of a zero. Wasn't
you know what I liked about Anna Sinners, Bailey? She didn't take a lot of makeup to make herself look pretty.
Oh, you know what? Let's not go down you being delusional because it's an issue, okay? Mike, have you ever seen the makeup they wear on TV?
I know, but here's a picture. Like, this is what I like, too.
Okay. There was no internet. Okay. You've never seen this picture.
So she's in this picture.
The only way you would have seen this picture is if you would have bought Tiger Beat magazine. Did you buy Tiger Beat magazine?
No, I took that picture of her. She was driving in my car.
In my car. In my dad's car when I was 11. She was driving in it. Nice. Nice. You know what? You should. She's drinking Fresca.
That's when she's in my pool when she was drinking Fresca.
When the cops showed up. Nice. Well done.
At the little tongue, though. And little
yeah, tongue. Easy now. Yeah. Easy with that. We don't like to use the word tongue live on the program. It's a family show.
Yeah, but look at that picture.
Oh, I know. She's hotter than a firecracker. I've got an email, hold on, that was sent to me earlier today. Hey, boys, how about June Cleaver? Big time.
What are you, sicko?
big time cougar. June Cleaver? No.
Yeah, no.
No. You need to go see a therapist. Okay? Now, I would... June Cleaver. Now,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's disgusting. But I will say this: check out Donna Reed. Donna Reed, she was smoking hot, right? Donna Reed plays George Bailey's wife in It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had like a.
There's another cool.
She had a 9-inch waist, okay, Donna Reed. What's important about that, Mac? What's important about that? Oh, you cropped it. Yeah. Check out Donna Reed. Boom. Yeah. June Cleaver, she's a little bit older, a little bit more matronly, and not sorry, I can't go there. Can't go there. Bailey's legit, though. Bailey's legit. How do we get to this from Blanket Party? I'm not exactly.
I don't know.
This is like our ADHD fest.
Women? I'm pulling up all these old photos I had of her when she was in my pool drinking Fresca.
I'm trying to think any other. I don't recall. Like I had the. I had the Farrah Fawcett poster in my bedroom, but I don't recall watching, like, I didn't watch Wonder Woman. I don't think I went down that road. I think I was done watching, like, sitcom TV and that kind of stuff at night. I think I fell
asleep. Who's the person you posted?
That's Donna Reed.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Look at my pool pictures that I just found of Jan Smith.
Yeah, she's a pretty, she could be a California girl. Where did she grow up? Where's she from?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Whatever happened to her?
She's still around.
She's in the 60s. She probably OD'd on drugs. She's probably from like.
Born? Guess where she's born?
Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
North Hollywood.
No shit. Whoa. Yeah. She looks a little wholesome for North Hollywood.
She married Brolin. James Brolin. Married to him from almost 10 years.
Wow. Hollywood.
And Molly Elizabeth Brolin is her kid.
Do we know Molly?
Yeah, she's an actress.
All right. Donna Reed is hot, though.
She's 5'7", born 1949. She's 69 years old.
She's 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
How old are you? You're 66? So you're what, 49? Wait. 66. Oh, you're 51?
She's 69.
You're 51. Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to think.
Went to William Howard Taft Charter High School.
Taft High School. Yeah, I don't think that it's a different Taft High School up in North Hollywood. The Taft I'm thinking of is in Banning or Long Beach. That they're legit.
Yeah.
Yep. The I didn't know F-18 guy was such a little freak about Wonder Woman. Whoa. Might want to add that to your list of things to address with your therapist, bro.
Yeah.
The Jan Smithers. Yeah, I never watched that program. I'm not a big TV sitcom. The only TV sitcom I've ever like gone out of my way to watch, and I don't even think I did that, was Seinfeld. After it was in syndication, you could watch a bunch of episodes. He makes me laugh. I might have gone out of my way to watch it when it happened, but about that. I'm trying to think of any other crushes I've had in my life on women in TV. How about? I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank. A lot of stuff in my life I don't remember. People tell me stuff, and I'm like, really?
No, I didn't. You know what? I don't remember it until someone brings it up. It's like, you know, you brought up WRKP in Cincinnati. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, my cousin last week says, hey, do you remember when we went to see the Yankees and the Dodgers playing the World Series in 1981?
Yeah.
At Dodger Stadium? I said, no.
You're like, what are you talking about?
I said, the Yankees and the Dodgers? He said, yeah, you and I went. And I said, no. He said, yeah, he said, you were sitting next to Frank Robinson. And I said, oh, I do remember that. But, I mean, I'm not one of those guys who's been standing around my whole life. I do shit. So there's a lot of people that on their hard drive, right, in their head, on their hard drive, there's not that much shit in there, right? I went to the Testicle Festival, then I went to the Demolition Derby, and then I did chores for the next 11 months and 28 days. There's not a whole lot of shit to remember. Me, I got a terabyte up there. How do you like index it when you have so much? I don't know. So
you know you're going to get a phone call from him.
Right? I'm just a local yokel. I don't do shit.
Yeah, you should. Might as well just, when you said you got a terabyte up there today, I'm not running it. 256K, you know.
Yeah, thumb drive.
Hard drive here.
Yeah, got a thumb drive. Got a meat stick. Yeah, that's what he got. He got nothing. So you can remember everything. Yeah, if I lived a dull, boring life like you, I wouldn't, you know, I'd remember all the shit I did too. Sorry, man. I'm a rolling stone. Ain't no moss on me, man. Ain't no moss on me. So, anyway.
Yeah, you're going to get some hate mail, dude.
It doesn't matter. The truth hurts. I'm here to spread the truth, okay? I'm not afraid of it. So what are you doing for the 4th of July? Anything? Too hot, man. It's already 87. It's 90 degrees right now in Granbury. Staying inside? How's the AC working? Good?
Oh, yeah, the house is a cooler.
Is it?
Yeah, it's nice out though. I mean,
no, you know what? You're so full of shit. Stop it, okay? Just stop it. You to me, it's not humid. No, it's not humid. It's not humid. It's not humid in 29 Palms, okay? And that's 17% humidity in Granbury, Texas. It's 60% humidity, and Mike's saying it's not hot. I don't. It's not humid to me. Yeah.
It's not.
Today, it's not as humid. It's only 34% humid, and it's 96 degrees at noon. Yeah,
that's good.
Nice. but going to cool off tomorrow. It's only going to be high of 106 in Granbury today.
Yeah, we had fires yesterday.
Really? Did you go out, are you part of the volunteer fire department? You in any
no.
of that?
No. No. They had a fire out by outside of town on the loop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got it under control, though. But, I mean, it was just like a grass fire, and then there was some, a little bit of structure fire.
Oh, you want to know what? Vacaville, man, just, do you remember Adrian Barbeau?
Was she in the Swamp Thing?
Ooh, I'll tell you in a second. I had a bit of a crush on Adrian Barbeau. What TV show was she in?
No.
What?
Wasn't in The Dukes of Hazzard?
No, I would never watch some ghetto ass program like that. She was in Maude.
I never watched that ghetto ass program either.
My mom watched Maude, man, because I was a respectful kid. I'd like hang out, read when my mom was watching Maude. Maude was a bitch. Maude was she's a Marine.
She was?
Yeah. Got NJP'd for getting
angry old woman.
Yeah, got NJP'd for getting VD. She never got over it. Right. Some nasty ass Marine gave her the clap. And been hating men ever since.
Maude came in at night, kinda like Jeffersons and All in the Family.
Yeah, she was an angry woman, and Adrian Barbeau played her daughter, and she was pretty hot. Saying she's pretty hot doesn't do her justice. She was really hot.
Hey, what TV show was the guys that had the junkyard?
Sanford and Son. That shit was funny. And let me tell you, if you haven't seen. I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen All in the Family with Carol O'Connor, that shit was hilarious. The class of cultures between people born in the 30s and 40s and in the 60s and 70s was really funny. You know, to include, they treated racism in it. It was really funny. Sanford and Son.
Meathead.
Yeah. Red Fox was hilarious. Remember that? Elizabeth, I'm having the big one. I'm coming to you, baby. And Lamont, he was funny. No, that was Norman Lear. Norman Lear, listen to this, Mike. here's a little fact about, this is, you know what? This is a little bit of brilliance, okay? At a garage sale, in Pennsylvania, in 1989, a guy buys a picture frame with a picture in it for $4. He takes it home. He's pulling it apart, and underneath a picture of Adrian Barbeau or John F. Kennedy or something that was on top is something that says, original copy, Declaration of Independence, blah, 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 blah. He then takes it, and he has it appraised.
Right.
All right. This is 1989, Adamstown, Pennsylvania. Buys it for $4. It is evaluated as one of the existing, surviving, original copies of the Declaration of Independence. Norman Lear, who produced Sanford and Son and All in the Family, buys it for $8.1 million from him.
That's a pretty good $4 investment.
That's a pretty good $4 investment. What? I wonder what rate of return that would be. So, 8100000 divided by 4. That's a 2,025,000% return on your investment. That's That's pretty good.
That's a pretty successful return.
That's a nice trip to the see? And your wife always told you, come on, we'll find some stuff of great value. $8 million. Norman Lear, all in the family. See how it all gets tied together? Independence Day, women we had crushes on, Adrian Barbeau. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I can't picture shit down throwing her.
Yes. She kind of looked like Joni on Happy Days, but sexier. She was also in Swamp Thing. She had a rack. The dude, hey, the dude in the back row, you need to get out more. You need to get out more. But you know what? As a little kid, you didn't see this kind of stuff, but for like some TV shows. And then when you're standing with your mom in the checkout line and you were standing there and you were looking at like National Enquirer was in the thing. Now you could never touch it. It's not like you could like grab it and start flipping through it. So you're just looking at it, right?
Right.
So then your mom would look at you and like, Michael, what are you doing? Nothing. Nothing. Get over
she
here.
She started Playboy. She did a Playboy centerfold, didn't she?
I don't want to go there, but yes, she did. Did you look at Playboy as a kid? Did you hide Playboys in your bedroom?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What?
You're not... You're not the man that I think you are if you don't if you didn't hide Playboys under your mattress. Who didn't have Playboys under their mattress? Come on, man.
I did not, Mark.
Are you kidding me? I did.
No, they were hidden in the other parts of the house. Holy smokes, man. I don't remember this chick, but God damn.
Who?
Adrienne Barbeau.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. Pretty girl. My Uncle Jim.
That perm, though. Something with that perm just drives me nuts.
You don't like it?
No. I like her with the straight hair look.
Yeah. No, she's a pretty girl. She's a good-looking woman. The I remember my cousin, my Uncle Jim, my cousin Tom's dad, my dad's oldest brother, who one of my heroes in life. My Uncle Jim was like George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, but he's more of a prick than George Bailey was. So if you got on his bad side, he was like, you would know it, right? There was no like George Bailey on that side of him. But anyway, Tom and I are out doing something outside. We're out front. I don't know, we're playing baseball or we're doing something. He goes, hey, come on in here. I want you to watch something. So we go in the house. He's like, Raquel Welch is on the Mike Douglas show. What? Raquel Welch on the Mike Douglas show? I'll tell you what was a quality poster. Raquel Welch was it the Ape movie, Planet of the Apes poster? Do you remember the leather? It's like a rough skin leather bikini she was wearing.
No, I don't remember that.
Was it Planet of the Apes?
Raquel Welch?
Yeah. What picture? Yeah, she's in it. It's a pretty famous picture of her. Oh, here it is.
Uh-oh.
Raquel Welch. Hello. Yeah, it's like this kind of buckskin... I don't know what movie it is. She's from San Diego. Her mother worked for the Catholic Diocese of San Diego. And if you go to the University of San Diego, on top of the Basilica, there's a statue of the Blessed Virgin. Raquel Welch was the model that posed for that.
Really?
Yeah, how about that? One more reason to love my alma mater, Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
Raquel Welch up on that.
You know that picture... I remember now, Adrienne Barbeau was in Cannonball Run with another chick. She had a black leather top on, and the chick had a red leather top on. They're driving a Lamborghini. They get pulled over. And she's like, I got this. She unzips it to show her cleavage off, and it turns out to be a female cop.
Oh, and how'd that work?
It didn't work out. They got
it didn't, no. Interesting. The that's funny. The hold on. Here's another one. 10,000 years BC. It's kind of interesting when we go. We've never done this. Okay, Mike and I've been doing this. You know what? And guys are bombing in stuff, and it's not like they're looking it up either.
Right.
Little young men. And the images that get forever burned in their head, Raquel Welch, Adrian Barbeau. Man, I love Maude. Michael, why are you watching Maude with Mom? I'm just hanging out with Mom. All right. Yeah. But my mom loved Maude. Maude was like a battle axe. And then I found out she was a Marine. And got NJP, and I thought it was hilarious. I've got my son for Father's Day gave me a cup called the Hydro Flask. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah, I have.
Let me just tell you, and this goes for guys like Mike. First of all, I'm drinking something that's cold that I poured last night at about 9 o'clock at night. It still has ice in it, for God's sakes. Like, I don't know what goes on inside this cup, but it's some kind of magic. Okay, but that's one of the features that I like. What I really like is, you know, when you pour something cold in a cup during the summer, what do you get whatever you put it on? You get water. You get none of it with the Hydro Flask. That might be my most favorite part about it. I'm not wiping water off the desk. I don't have to go get a paper towel. I don't have coasters. I don't do that kind of stuff. And there's no water pooling all over the place. Hydro Flask. Awesome piece of technology. HYDRO space flask. FLASK. Okay. All right. How are you going to spend the 4th? Do you have any big plans? Just hanging out?
No.
Because Fourth of July is every day in your house. We don't believe in holidays. We celebrate Independence Day every day. What do you guys got going?
No, just watch some fireworks, and then that's about it.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Yeah,
right.
The independence of our country, not a big deal.
No. Not a big deal.
It is a
We've
big.
We've already won it.
It is
we
a
don't
big
keep
deal.
Celebrating it.
Yes, we do.
Keep celebrating. No.
Oh my God.
We did it once. We don't keep rubbing it in the face of the England.
I don't know. No. We're reminding ourselves about the ideals of freedom and liberty and democracy. We now fight each other over the principles of that.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for a little trip down memory lane. Didn't participate in the blanket party.
Hey, news flash just came to me right now.
Yes. What?
So the guy that was doing the petition for the county judge is disqualified because his he fell short of the signatures. When they actually counted his signatures, some of the people that signed his petition had already voted in the... in the primary election.
You know what? That's called being a lazy son of a bitch, okay? Because when you go get your petitions to run for office, they check every one of those damn signatures. They run them down.
Mm-hmm.
And you get like 20 or 30% more than you need because they'll tell you that probably between 10 and 15% are going to be disqualified. So you make sure you have way more than you need. Blah, 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 blah. And the people who you give the petitions to help you, you make sure it's like, hey, look, not in the parking lot of Walmart, okay?
Oh, I know.
Right?
All right, man. I got to run.
No, why? Where are you? Who's calling
well,
you?
Ron. It just came out. Ron's calling me. Lisa's calling me. Melanie's calling me.
Why? What'd you say? Oh, they're listening and you called out that guy. Mike, don't say
no,
anything.
No. The gal at the paper just sent me the news article that just got published just now.
Oh, so now they're all like, we win, so he's running uncontested?
Yep. He's the only person on the ballot.
There you have it. Not that it, not that a Democrat would have mattered, right? You told me that already.
Independent.
Well, oh, independent. Well, congratulations. Tell Rom we said congratulations.
Well, you'll see him. So get your ass out here.
All right. All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Happy 4th of July.
All right.
There
you too.
Have it. You just heard it. Breaking news. Ron's running unopposed. That's right. Ron, the judge. Running unopposed in Granbury. Actually, this stuff is funny. Don't forget Ann Margaret. Never was an Ann Margaret fan. Never. A little bit much, you know what I mean? I don't know. To me, I think the girls that I tended to like girls that I could see myself running into. Like, you could picture yourself running into Marianne on Gilligan's Island, right? You can't really picture yourself running into Barbara Eden in that costume, but not a bad idea. Adrienne Barbeau, you could picture running into her. Farrah Fawcett? I was actually surprised. My sister gave me the poster for my birthday. I was surprised that Corporal Punishment Kathleen let me put it up. Yeah, I was legitimately surprised. Because no small part of the picture, right? She's got a red bathing suit on. And I don't know that Farrah Fawcett was ever... She's a pretty, pretty, pretty woman, okay? I don't know that intellectually she was ever, like, all about it. But that picture, holy smokes. Now... The reason I didn't think my mom would let me put it up was because it was like blatantly sexual picture. Okay? I mean, I'm not sure what the temperature was when they took the picture, but if you had to ask me my assessment, I would say it was cold. So, yeah, so for that reason, I was not sure that Kathleen would let me put it up in my bedroom. But up it went. So, under the guise of better to ask for forgiveness than permission, I bombed that thing up there. Yep. And then waited for her to come in and say, Michael, that thing needs to come down. Now. Yes, Mom. Kathleen. I tell the story, the maddest Kathleen ever got at me. She slapped me across the face when I was about 16. I don't know what I said to her, but it was something. It was something that was, you could bet, was. I wouldn't even. It wasn't sarcastic. It was probably just me being a jackass. I was in the backyard. We had a deck outside the back. And I was back there lifting weights. So I'm 16, 17. And I don't know what she said to me. And I said something back to her, and she didn't like it. And so she walked out as she walked out on the deck. And I was standing there. And she hauled off, and she slapped me right across the face, right? I'm 16. Like, she cranks it. Right across the face. And so, boom, she hits me. And I looked at her and I said, was that supposed to hurt? My sisters were like, oh. Last time Kathleen ever slapped me. Yeah. She turned purple. I kid you not. Corporal Punishment Kathleen. Yeah. She'd done enough damage, yeah. Busted me right in the face. But come on. Once you get older, I mean, that doesn't hurt. It stung, no doubt. It didn't shut my yap, though. Yeah. Did not shut my yap. So, yeah. So then my mom, she went in her bedroom and slammed the door. So I came in from the deck to get something to drink. I'm walking through the family room where my sisters are watching TV into the kitchen. They're looking at me like, what an ass. Why would you say that to her? I said, well, why'd she slap me across the face? Because you're being a jackass. She doesn't have to slap me, though. Come on. And besides, it didn't hurt. My sisters were like, oh, my God, he's becoming a man. Yeah. Anyway, funny. My mom was pissed, though. When I said that, you know, like in cartoons when they start turning red from, like, the neck and it goes, that's what she did. She was pissed. Like, yeah, you want it? Here, you want the other cheek? Go ahead, Kathleen. Let it rip. You want to go back to the other side? Can't hurt me anymore there. Big timer. Big timer. She, corporal punishment, Kathleen, man. She was like, yeah, if you screwed up, you were getting it. Yeah, she'd hit you with, make you go out in the garage and get a garden stake, right? You know, like we had bender board. She called it bender board, like that thin wooden board that would keep, like, dirt in the garden and shit like that. Like, she would, my mom loved that stuff for whatever reason. And then she'd put bark in the, you know, bark in the garden. She loved that. She loved that stuff. So she would be directing us as we did it. Mostly me, because my sisters didn't do shit. So anyway, yeah. But when you get in trouble, the stakes that held the bender board in place, so you put the bender board, like, maybe along the concrete, between the concrete and the dirt, and then you'd pound one of these stakes in behind the bender board, right, and it would keep it in place, and look, you know, it looked nice. Yeah, go get me a garden stake. What? You heard me, go get it. And then she would crack your ass, she'd crack your wrist when you got your hand back there, bam, right? Yeah. Oh, you want to talk dirty? Maybe we should clean your mouth out. And you look, get in the bathroom right now. You're like, shit. Yeah. Bar of ivory soap, rectangular edges, raking across my teeth. That takes like a good 2 or 3 hours to get all the ivory soap off your teeth. Yeah. She has me in a headlock in there. But you know what? It all made me a better person. The only thing she ever hit me with that I really didn't care for, she got me with a belt one time. Man, that was brutal. I was like, man, Corbin up. Man down, man. I don't know. And again, it always had to do with me running my mouth, too. If I had a nickel for every time she told me there's a time and a place for everything, I said something to her after school on a Friday, and she wouldn't let me go to the football game. My dad was going to, it would be the high school I was going to go to. It was my dad's high school that he went to, so it was in the fall, and we were going to go to the football game, which was always fun to go with my dad. He wasn't around that much, so I pissed her off. She would not let me go. And then, not only did I piss her off, I lipped off, I think, about the football game. She caught me by the bookcase with a belt. Bam! And I went down. Yeah, that was not pleasant. That was not pleasant. But yeah, so the day that the people rose up and said, "Was that supposed to hurt?" and she turned purple from the neck, that was a triumph for the uprising that was about to occur. No, I was a good son. I never did the uprising. I went to college and never went home. And so yeah, that's what good kids do. They go to college and they don't come home and do that bullshit at home. So anyway, all right. With all of that said, how funny, right? How funny. Yeah, she was not happy. Yeah, Kathleen, not afraid to lay the wood, man. The person she wanted to get was my cousin Tom. My cousin Tom, when he was younger, he run around like a jackass at parties and stuff like that. Kathleen would be sitting there smoking her parliament, and you could tell it's the way she stared at him. I want to beat that kid's ass. I want to beat that kid's ass. Yeah. She got me a few times. I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, I deserved it. One time, my sister and I were playing, like, jet pilots, and I climbed in the window of the car because that's what jet pilots do. Like, what's this lever do? Car rolls back into the street. The station wagon, we called it the Good Ship Lollipop, rolls back into the street. My sister yells. My mom looks out the window. Here's the red, white, and blue station wagon rolling into the Stonehenge Way down the driveway. Yeah, she beat my ass for that. But it all made me a better person. There's not one second when she was spanking me or whatever that I thought my mom hated me. I knew, like, man, thank God she didn't find out about that, or else she'd really beat my ass. I knew that I deserved it. Can you imagine when you deserve it and you don't get it? You grow up to be like a straight up asshole. Yeah. So anyway. Alright, that'll do it. Have a great 4th of July. At some point, when you're standing around with your family, remember how lucky we all are to be born in this country, that what you see on TV is not the United States of America. The United States of America is populated with great people. Right? And the Jerry Springer show and that bullshit is a small number of people in this country that still have major issues relative to race, gender, whatever. They're haters, right? The rest of the country, pretty much grown up. And they're what makes this country worth fighting for. How do I know that? Because I fought for it. So, remember that. Make it a practice. Labor Day, educate your kids. Remind your kids, educate your grandkids. It's your responsibility to this great country that we live in. Anyway, this program repeats itself. Tom Droughty, Brigadier General, United States Marine Corps, he joined us today. Have a great one. On a Tuesday, All Marine Radio, over and out.